Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. It's an exciting day. We've got a guest you guys know very well at this point. We're so lucky to be joined today by Wendy Curtin, who is our Director of Council Services, among many things. But today, what are we talking about, Wendy?
Today, we're going to talk about the recharter process for our units.
Yes. So, if you're watching this, I feel like most of our audience is probably like, yep, it's recharter season. We know what that means. And then a few people who may be too afraid to comment at first, I want you to know you should comment with any and all questions you have regarding the recharter process. But Wendy, what exactly does recharter mean? It's kind of like a different term. Like in a lot of organizations, you don't use that term necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, it's really just the renewal process that we have for our annual membership.
So it's renewal process. It's like when you re-sign up to be a part of something, basically, is the easiest way, I think, to think of it. And I mean, do people know that changes are coming to this process?
They do. So there are changes coming. I think it will be simplified for you, a whole lot easier. But for this charter season, so anyone that's chartering now until like through February, the process is exactly the same that you did last year. So no need to get ahead of yourself and work yourself all up. So it'll be very simple.
Thank you for clarifying that. So everybody watching, a lot of you guys I know like to get the scoop on things and you're just itching for information. Well, today we're talking about the current recharter process, the recharter process for this year. We're not getting in any details about anything changing yet. We're just going to walk through what rechartering looks like or the membership renewal looks like. Shout out to Pack84. That's Rusty. Thanks for tuning in again. Luke, hello. And shout out to Pack21. Wendy. Oh, a fellow Wendy. Shout out to Troop 38 and Pack 38. You guys, thanks for tuning in. Follow like Rusty. Tag someone in the comments, a volunteer or maybe a new family or, well, I guess a renewing family who needs to watch today's episode. Wendy, should we jump right in and talk about what is unit rechartering? What does it look like? And like, it's kind of a technical episode. We're showing you how to do it today.
Yeah. So we can jump right in. So
perfect.
In fact, if you'll go to the next slide, we'll just kind of do a brief overview of like what this charter season looks like. So as I said earlier, the renewal process will be exactly as it was last year. So no need for those units that are rechartering now through February to worry too much about anything. Changes, you know, are coming, but don't worry about it right now. Our February units, there is one little caveat there. So normally you would have had like a 2-month lapse period. Your February units, we are only going to have a 1-month lapse period. So as soon as your recharter process opens, I recommend just getting in there, going ahead and getting that process started. And that way you don't have to worry about that lapse period and you can get everything completed.
Wendy, what is a lapse period?
So essentially you have 60 days after the charter due date. So let's say you're a February charter. Your unit would not completely drop off the books until April. So
it's like a grace period.
Yeah, like a little grace period. So, but this year, you know, this February unit still have a 1-month lapse, so rather than a 2-month lapse.
Okay, that seems pretty reasonable. Instead of having 60 days to figure it out, you've got 30 days.
Yeah. So, and you know, the charter process opens up early, so you can get in there early, go ahead and get started on it, get it out of the way, and move forward. So,
and I think I remember last year us saying, get on it early, get it, you know, done ahead of time. So,
yes, absolutely. I mean, you know, the kids that are attending, you know, the leaders that are coming back. So go ahead and just get it, you know, accept everyone that's going to be there, and then just work out any of the other details later.
Sure.
And, you know, just a reminder, your councils are there to help you work with your commissioner team. They're very familiar with this process. So if you need any assistance, there's lots of people that can help you.
Sure. Okay.
And if you'll go on to the next slide, I'll show you just a little bit about what that charter paperwork looks like. This will be pretty familiar for most of you. Your charter will show up in your kind of through the internet advancement, you know, platform. It will have a listing of all your youth. For any of your youth that are joining right now, they're paying an annual membership fee. And that's kind of part of the new process. Everybody will pay when they join for the entire year. So you'll see that the youth that are in the yellow there, it will show $0 for them because they've already paid. This is very similar to the way that it was last year for any new youth that joined ahead of your recharter time. So
Wendy, who would be seeing this menu right here?
So this, your key three for your unit is able to see that. So your charter organization, your cub master, and your PAC committee chair.
And Rob asserts it's part of our duties as commissioners to get all the units through recharter. So he's kind of echoing you and saying, like, reach out to these resources. There's people to help you. I need to hear that because some reason when I hear recharter, I'm like, I don't understand what that means. I don't know how to use a computer. So,
yeah,
I thank you, people like Rob. Also, yes, somebody's on YouTube that I do not recognize the photo of, named Aaron Durr. And said the rechartering process was so complicated back when I was a Cub Scout leader. I'm glad to see the BSA making efforts to make it simpler and more intuitive. Yeah, definitely. We've seen some changes to what rechartering has looked like, the system and everything in the last couple of years. But today we're, you know, reiterating how that's been done in the past. Next year, we're going to have to pull Wendy back onto the show to talk more about that.
Yeah. So just trying to make it easier for our unit leaders. No need to make things a little bit more complicated. So,
yeah.
If you'll bring up that next slide. So these are the adult leaders. And again, it'll show you any new adults, you know, they're going to show as paid so that you can check through all of that. Now, just a reminder, you know, your charter organization rep has to approve all of your adult leaders just as they have in the past. And there's a process for them to accept all of those changes that you may or may not have. So
Luke says this will be his first year going through the recharter process, by the way. And that's exciting, Luke, because it's only going to get easier from here on out.
Yes. So as long as I've been doing scouting, last year was the first time that I've ever put my hands on a charter. So in this format, because I've always been a DIN leader and not necessarily one of the key three. So I was finally in that role and it was so much easier than what I heard everyone say that it was. So certainly looking at easier ways to complete the process. And then I think the last slide, Gina, is just kind of the payment portion. It's going to give you a breakdown, a summary of like, hey, here's how many paid adults you have. Here's the adults that you have that are already in the system and have already paid. So you see that zero balance there for two adults. So you don't have to pay for them, but they are going to be on your recharter paperwork. And that's very similar to the way it was last year as well. So
you're saying that like the key three are the people who really would be handling this until the end of the year. And pretty much nobody else needs to worry about it other than just to be aware that you might get a question like, hey, are you renewing?
Yes. Right. Yeah. I mean, and the way that I'm going to handle the unit that I'm with, I'm going to ask everyone if they're going to stay in the program, and then we'll complete their process. A lot of our kids have done fundraisers, so they've already kind of got that money that's sitting there. If they don't, then that's when I'll go to that parent and say, hey, you know, we're doing our renewal and need to get, you know, X number of dollars from you.
Yeah. And it's always worth asking. I'm trying to, the crew that I was involved in, it would oftentimes like people just renew for a long time. Like they definitely want to stay involved, especially with something like a venturing crew. I know we're probably talking more about Cub Scouts, but check in with your families. Even if you think like, oh, they're probably not into it anymore. Definitely check in with them because you might be surprised at the answer.
Yeah. I would say it's important to check in with all of your people, even if you haven't seen them in a couple of weeks. There's always that kid that has like kind of dropped out of things because they're playing some sport. but has every intention of coming back, you know, once that sport is over or whatever activity. So
they're sick for a week and then they're on vacation for a week. And
definitely. So there's always those things. So just remember to follow up with everybody, even if you haven't seen them for a while.
Yeah, I love that reminder. Rob brings something up that maybe you can touch on. He said, you can assign someone as a key three delegate and you will have access to the system to do the recharger. I remember that from last year. How does that work, Wendy?
So the unit can go in at any time and assign delegates. So a COR delegate or one of the key three delegates. It just gives you somebody else that can look at this in case of someone's sick or they just don't understand the system or, you know, have computer issues, whatever. But it's always nice to have those delegates just as a backup.
We on the show do not shy away from feedback. So I am going to read this and see if maybe you have any insights for Claudia. But she said the recharger application wasn't hard at all last year. It was tracking down parents for the BSA fee that was difficult. Any tips there?
If your unit has those fundraisers, I would just, you know, use those funds first. And then just remind parents, you know, hey, this is an annual membership fee. As I've seen a lot of other programs charge a whole lot more for less amount of time.
Right.
But just, you know, just that reminder of, hey, we've got all of these great things planned for our unit. Remind them of the activities that they're going to get to participate in. You know, never hurts to kind of put that out there.
Like, I know we have our legacy families who've been part of scouting for a really long time. And they're like, I remember when it cost this much, whatever. But just think about your average family. Even if they're a Cub Scout family, they haven't been part of the program that long. It's not super weird for them to be hearing like, hey, we need a little bit of money. It seems pretty normal. I wouldn't bat an eye if I was, you know, had a new Cub Scout. And then just to clarify too. So if you have youth who have like their own little accounts because of fundraisers, you can use that money for these fees, correct?
Yep, that is correct. So just makes it easy.
Right. Okay, we have another shout out to Pac246. Thanks for watching. Shout out to Louie and Adventure West Council. That's cool. You guys are representing. I don't think that I don't remember ever seeing anybody watching from Wyoming or Nebraska. Definitely we have had Colorado. So that's pretty cool. Shout out to Pac 257. And then I want to read Rob's comment. If you have a committee member or a den leader that is more computer savvy, they can be assigned to do it.
Yep.
Definitely a pro tip there. This is kind of an off-topic question, but I do think you are the perfect person to address this. Brianna says she's signing her son up this year, and she was wondering if you're able to tell me all about the fees and sign-up costs, and maybe just how that works, because it's not always as easy as just sign up for Scouts and then start showing up.
Yeah, so, and I saw that comment too. I was going to bring it up if you didn't. So, Brianna, it's pretty easy. The national fee is $80. And any new member has a $25 just one-time fee that they take in. Some councils are charging a program fee, so you'll need to check with your local council to find out what that program fee is. And then obviously the unit sometimes will have dues, whether they collect those monthly or yearly. So you'll need to check with whatever unit you're signing up with. So
very cool. If you guys are watching right now and you have questions, this is your chance to ask. Honestly, this is clearly a pretty simple subject because we're only like halfway into our normal showtime and I don't even know that we have a whole lot more to discuss. So drop those comments before we let everybody go. We would love to address any questions you have. If you need to see those slides again, we can funnel back through those. That would be absolutely fine. So just one more summary, Wendy. What is the recharter process and why is today's episode important for both a member or a member's parents? And what, you know, like, what does it matter to the key three?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, just reminders, the recharter is just to collect the annual membership fees so that everyone is registered. For our adult leaders, it's kind of that good reminder of like, hey, have I completed youth protection training? Am I current? You know, if there's an opportunity for, you know, new members to go through the criminal background check, you know, as an adult leader, want to make sure that we keep our kids safe and that everyone is registered. just another reminder of, you know, checking in on those scouts that maybe you haven't quite seen yet as we're, you know, kicking back off this fall and schools are starting or have already started, just pulling those kids back in and getting them engaged again.
Yeah. So if you are a parent of a Cub Scout and you are watching right now, this doesn't, you just need to, you know, follow the process, talk to your leadership in your pack, your den. Like, don't worry about this. We're not asking you to like get in and mess with retread or anything. Luke has a great question. How do you get to the screens that we showed where we were showing the recharter?
So when your recharter is due, you will get a notification that says that you need to go into the annual recharter, and there'll be a little link for you to jump in there and see it. The recharter process opens 90 days prior. So those that are October units are probably already able to see their recharters. If you're a December recharter, which is a lot of our units across the country, that's the largest number of recharters for the year. You won't see that till September. So I guess it may open now. So, but today's the first, so
amazing.
A little behind there. So, but you should be able to see those. Go ahead and get in there. I know there's a lot of recruitment going on right now. So any of your new people that are coming in, you may not see just yet. So,
two comments I definitely want to get into. Yeah. Oh, Jason just asked, how do I get to the screen you were on in the recharter? Jason, if it's relevant to you, you will get an email link to click into there. So, but speaking of emails, we do have a good question. I want to find this. Oh, Gant said, will the BSA be emailing parents on the email they provided years back when they first registered? I think he's talking about when it's time for them to
Time for them to renew. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say just moving forward, start looking at your parents' email addresses. Make sure that they have the most current email address. You can update those or have your parents update those at my.scouting. Or you can also update them in Scoutbook. So the two systems talk. So as a unit leader or even a commissioner, it's super important that we get the correct email addresses for all of our members. So the email will go to the kid's parent. So make sure that the parent's email address is up to date. I think the biggest key is that the unit is not going to be left out of this whole process moving forward. So the unit will get those notifications. So definitely adult leaders, make sure your email addresses are current so that you get all of those notifications.
Love that. It's always a good time maybe to set a reminder for yourself once a year to just, honestly, more than that, quarterly or at least twice a year, just to remind parents to keep their contact info up to date because people move, whatever. Audrey says, reminder to have a conversation with your charter organization representative too. It's not just about renewing the scouts. It's the agreement you have with the charter org. That's a great point. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about the logistical part of renewing your charter, but there's also the respect element of it. Just checking in and saying like, how are we doing? Are we leaving our spaces clean? Is there anything that we can do? Is there any volunteer work you need? You know, I think that that's a super important point.
Yeah, great to sit down with them and find out, you know, what's working, what's not working. Are there activities that you can get involved with your charter org? Are there things that you want them to attend or would like for them to be there? You know, a lot of our units are chartered to churches. So, you know, always that friendly reminder of, hey, like, we really want to do Scout Sunday here. You know, and are there those service projects that you can help support your charter org with?
And you can and should do that more than once a year, but you could use the recharter process as just a reminder as one of the times in the year you're going to touch base and just say, hey, just, you know. There was something else here I wanted to make sure. Oh, somebody asked, why does recharter happen in December versus June, which is an interesting question, Wendy.
Well, recharters happen like throughout the entire year. I have a chart. I would have to like find it, but there's units literally in every single month. A lot of the councils have chosen December just because it's a calendar year. But again, it's all over the board. So just kind of depends on what your council's preference is.
It's like a council picked it at some point. And a lot of times that means like the bulk of your members have been renewing at that time. So it's kind of hard to change it, but you know, I don't want to give any spoilers, but just, I guess, stay tuned. Ooh, Luke's got a question. He's hitting it hard. Is the entire recharter process phasing out as people are now going to have auto pay?
So they will have the option. I don't want to get too far into it, but yes, they will have the option. They will have the option to auto pay. Units will also have the option to turn those notifications off for parents and then just take care of the registration. So there's so many things that are coming that'll just make it easier for everyone. I do like the auto pay option though.
Yeah, me too. I'm sitting on auto pay on so many things. But again, today we're talking about the current process, and it's a great question to just look into the future, but we will keep you guys updated and every new bit of info we get and that is coming out of the recharter process. Louis says that we have a common question about how PACs who pay for their adult volunteer registration annually at recharter time should handle registrations happening outside of the recharter period. I think I understand what he's asking.
Yeah, I mean, I think the unit can continue to pay those registration fees. And then certainly moving forward, you're going to have individuals on different schedules than your recharter. So it really is a separation of charter. A unit charter compared to what membership is, and units will get notifications of who's due to renew and take care of that process.
William, way to slip in a real sneaky question. What are the new changes coming for the 23-24 charter year? Well, 23 is going to be the same.
Yeah.
And 24, well, you're just gonna have to stay tuned.
Yeah, so January and February are the same, other than February units won't have that 2-month lapse period and just a 1-month lapse period. But then starting in March, it'll be a little bit different. So
yeah, we can't wait to do that episode. It'll be fun. I know you guys will have more questions. Guys, you really delivered when I said, please provide us some questions here before we let Wendy go. Wendy, have we missed anything? Is there anything else you want to cover about recharter and membership renewal?
So there is, Jason did ask if we will notify parents who haven't paid. So yes, starting in March, and through next year, if you have an individual who has not paid, they will continue to receive a notification after they've been dropped. Not ongoing, but certainly 7 days after they've dropped, they'll receive a notice that says, hey, you know, we missed you. Would you like to renew your membership? So they'll have another opportunity to do that. The unit, the district and the council can also see and pull a report for all of those people who have not renewed their membership. So there can be other efforts made.
Very good. And then Josh has a question that, again, is not exactly what we're talking about today, but I think it's totally worth picking your brain, Wendy, while we have you. Do you have any ideas how units can help if parents are having trouble coming up with the money for whatever is due at registration?
Yeah, I mean, I would really just look at your unit and are there ways that you can help support families? You know, are there fundraisers that you can do? Are there individuals in your community that would pitch in to help? But certainly reach out to your district and your council to find out if there's additional funds that can support you.
Is it fair to say that once you've joined and you've been a part of the program for a year, you hopefully have been involved in some fundraisers and this is not much of an issue, not a huge issue, at least for you going forward?
Yeah, I always encourage all of our kids in the unit to participate in those fundraisers. You know, it's amazing how just a little bit of effort, you know, on a stand in front of the grocery store weekend, you know, with some popcorn can help support you and pay for your next year's fee or even summer camp fees. So
it's definitely good for you. It's full. You learn a lot. And I guess I think like Scouts PSA kids, they're great. I definitely am going to give to their fundraisers, but you got to really use how cute Cub Scouts are. I mean, you can really find a lot of success in fundraising. I think I could never say no to a Cub Scout offering to sell me anything.
Yeah. And it's just fun seeing how much they grew. Cause at first, you know, maybe they don't want to talk to a parent or an adult. And then, you know, halfway through the morning, you know, they're asking every adult to buy something from them. So it is amazing to see how much they grow that way.
Yeah. You get more comfortable with, you know, speaking and carrying on a conversation with someone. Rolantel on YouTube has a good question. How does a parent change their Scout's primary unit for recharter when they're registered to multiple units?
Ah, so that's a whole nother episode. there is a spot in your my.scouting account where you can do that. And you can also work with both of your units as they can go in and primary your registration. So, and if you have issues with it, reach out to your council. They can help provide some tools and resources for you as well.
And if you're not a commissioner, it sounds like Rob's saying your commissioner will help you. So reach out to your commissioner. And I want to give a virtual high five to Gant, who both asked and answered a question. Good job. Yes. Virtual high five.
Yay.
I think that we have covered all we expected to and more. Wendy, again, anything else?
No, not at this time. Looking forward to, you know, how we, you know, go out and recruit new kids. I'm starting to see all the membership numbers increase, and it's a ton of fun watching that. So good luck with your fall recruitment. Don't hesitate to reach out to your commissioner teams and to your councils for additional support on your recharter process.
Thank you so much for being on the show today, Wendy. We can't wait to have you back. If you are watching today, tag someone in the comments who would do well to watch this video, because it will stay up after we're live today. And you can actually watch all the past episodes of Cub Chat Live. We have them below at this handy dandy link. That is scoutingmagazine.org/Cub Chat Live. Whether you're watching live or listening to the podcast, we really appreciate you, and we hope you will join us same time, same place next week. Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.